This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A fall survey of Denver students and families shows students are experiencing stress daily because of remote learning. Superintendent Susana Cordova says the survey shows students overwhelmingly prefer live, synchronous classes over taped classes.
They're really seeking opportunities for true connection. And so being able to create the kind of environment where students really can connect with each other and with their teachers is really powerful.
Students identifying as Black or Native American report the least satisfaction with remote learning. Police arrested four people and clashed with 50 protesters in an early morning sweep of a large homeless camp in Denver's Five Points neighborhood. The city removed the camp despite CDC guidance that such action could spread diseases like COVID-19. Coloradans will need to shift to electric vehicles to meet its climate goals. CPR's Nathaniel Miner explains how that might happen.
California recently announced it'll ban the sales of new gas-powered cars by 2035, and the Joe Biden administration may roll out a federal policy that moves in a similar direction. State leaders say they'll see what each policy looks like before deciding. Meanwhile, automakers are already announcing dozens of new electric vehicle models, and the state and utilities like Xcel Energy are bulking up necessary infrastructure, like charging stations. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
50s along the Front Range, 40s on the Western Slope. This is CPR News.